Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everybody, as we prepare for Shabbos Parashas Vayechi in Flatbush. It is the Tervadah Shabbos. Tervadah Shabbos is a preparation for our major fundraiser of the Zman, and that is Be'ezras Hashem, a online Raise It fundraiser this coming Monday and Tuesday. I hope that one and all will participate. I speak to you every week from the office of the executive director of our yeshiva, and I'm very grateful to him for all the responsibility he takes for the yeshiva. And he asked me to ask everyone here to please participate this coming week by contributing. I certainly hope you'll be part of it. This week's parasha, let's start from the beginning. We'll try to get three thoughts in. Start with number one. In the beginning of the parasha, in Pasuk, Lamid Aleph, V'yishtachu Yisrael al-Rosh Hamita. Yaakov Avinu bows down to Yosef. Rashi says, Talabid Nasagidlei, that when it's a person's time of Hatzlacha, they show deference to him. That's what we learn from here. Talabid Nasagidlei, an expression. Few psukim later, in Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Beis, V'yishchazek Yisrael v'yeshev al hamita, Yaakov Avinu set up because Yosef was coming. Rashi says, from here we see that you have to give kavod to the Melech, to Malchus. Even though it was his son, he gave him kavod because he gave kavod to the Malchus. There's a difficulty here. There's a kasha, many mefarshim ask. I know the Brisker Rav and the Griz has a piece on this. He asks, it says the same thing in two psukim. Maybe that's because Talabid Nasagidle. Maybe, how do you know it's Al Kavod Malchus? And the reverse, Vishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita, maybe that's Al Kavod Malchus. How do you learn two things from here? Maybe he did both Al Kavod Malchus, or maybe he did both because of Talabid Nasagidle, Tzarech Bir. I'd like to share with you an important yisoid, a general yisoid for drushes from Sukkim. The Netziv, in his introduction to Amik Shailah, writes that very often we darshan a pasuk not because of what took place, but because the Torah wrote it. The Torah wrote it out. In other words, the reason to darshan, for example, the pasuk by the Akedah, it says that Avram told Eliezer and Yishmael, "Ani v'haner nelcha adkai, Yitzchak and I will go up to the mountain." And the two of you, teshvu pay im hachamar, sit here with the donkey. So we darshan im hachamar, am hachamar, that they were compared to a nation of donkeys, lagabi, whatever drosha it is. Am hachamar, am hadayim lachamar. Says the Netziv, you think Avram Aminu meant that? He said, sit here with the chamar, he meant you're an am hadayim lachamar? Certainly not. The drosha is not from what Avram said. But the Torah doesn't write every word that a person said. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu was by the Snefesh 7 days. If you read the Psukim in the Torah that tell you what happened at the Snefesh, it takes you 3 minutes. The Torah writes what's appropriate to be written, what's appropriate to learn something from. Coming back here, Adrasha is not from the fact that Yaakov Avinu set up the Yischazek V'yeshev Alamit. It could be he did that because of Talabid Nasagidlei. Adrasha is from the fact that the Torah says it. The Torah spells it out. Why does the Torah tell it to us? It tells us twice that Yaakov Avinu showed deference to Yosef. It must be each one is coming for its own lesson. The general rule is that the smaller lesson goes first and the bigger lesson goes second. So Talabid Nasagidlei is a Midah Teva. And Kvod Malchus is an obligation. From the first one, we learn out the smaller Chiddush, Talabid Nasagidlei. And the second one, the bigger Chiddush. My point here is, it's important to know, generally speaking, that this is the way the drushes and the Torah work. They work because the Torah spelled it out. Let's move on to a thought later in the parasha. At the end of the parasha, Vayomas Yosef, Yosef died. Sok the Gemara in Saiti Gimel Amud Beis. Na may Meis Yosef Kaidem Echav. Why did Yosef die first? Neshe Hinig Atzmai Birabonos. Because he acted like a boss. He acted like a king. He acted like a rav. Well, I guess a rav is more than a king. But he acted like the person in charge. That's what the Gemara says. It begs a question. He was the king. Of course he acted like it. He was the king. I guess Pasup Shad is that maybe he did it too much. The Maharal in the Chidushi HaGadis on Saita says something incredible. He says, no, there was no punishment here to Yosef. Yosef lived 110 years. He died first, Neshehinik Asmei Barabonus, meaning, says the Maharal, the Mitzius of this world, of Olam Hazeh, is that when human beings attach themselves to other human beings, they have a continuity. They have a hatzlacha. They're gesund. When a human being separates himself from others, he becomes a hermit. He doesn't involve himself with other people. That causes a person to have a shorter lifespan. It causes a person to have less health, less mazel. Why? Maral explains already in the introduction to Nisi Vasayla that Hashem created this world for human beings to interact with other human beings. Every attribute of this world, every physical fact of this world requires other people. He gives an example. He says nobody could by himself provide everything he needs. You can't be the farmer who plants, and the miller who mills, and the baker who bakes, and at the same time raise sheep, and with those sheep shear the wool, and clean the wool, and dye the wool, and make the clothes. You can't do everything. People need people. That's not just a practical matter. Olam Hazeh was created for human beings to interact with each other. He compares it to a drop of water. If the water is in the river, it's going to be powerful, it's going to be strong, it's going to be forever. If a drop of water sits by itself on the table, it's going to evaporate and disappear. The same thing with a person. Human beings are created to interact in a positive way with other people. When a person, he has to act barabonis, he has to be the king, he has to act as a person separate from other people. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen that way. That he won't live as long. He won't be as successful, his health won't be as good. We see that very often. People who interact with people, involved with people, are vibrant. And people who, for good reason, whatever the reason might be, are loners, are by themselves, don't interact, they generally have greater health problems. It's not comfortable to talk about it, but it is that way. You would think somebody with a big family and busy will have heart problems. Somebody who's alone, it'll be gesund because he doesn't have the stress. Not that way. People who interact, who Hashem blessed with the ability to interact, are vibrant. Yaakov Avinu was not blessed with that. He had to be king. He had to, in many ways, be aloof from other people. It's a mitzias. There's a Gemara in Ksubis that says, Mazla de Bei Trei Yodif. The mazel of something owned by multiple people is better. Mazla de Bei Trei. If you're buying a lottery ticket, you might win. You'll have good mazel. If you buy it together in a partnership with someone else, does that make your mazel better or worse? We could clear. The Gemara says, Mazla de Bei Trei Yodif. When it's numerous people, it's better. So when you buy a lottery ticket, when you pick it up, have in mind, say, I'm being kind of it, not just for myself. Half of it is for Rabbi Reisman. And that way, I mean, it's Hashem, we'll all be happy because the mazel will be better. What a lesson from the Maharal. Interaction with other people. Sometimes it's a burden. You get involved in other people's needs. It's hard. It's a chesed, but it's hard. Or even if it's not somebody who has needs, just interact and show somebody you care. So guess what? That's gesund. That's healthy for you. It's a positive thing. And so, a thought on Yaakov Avinu bowing down to Yosef, and a thought on Vayamas Yosef. Let's talk for a moment about Mashiach Tzidkenu. As you know, Yaakov Avinu bikesh legalos es hakeis. Yaakov Avinu really wanted to reveal the end of days, and it was hidden from him. Many mefarshim discuss why it was hidden from him. I would wonder to discuss why Yaakov Avinu felt it was important to tell Klal Yisrael the Kates. Maybe he wanted them to have a bigger faith, a bigger emunah. If there's a date, does it give people bigger emunah? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that's the pshat. I'm not certain. However, I would like to share with you the words of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer lived in the 1800s. He passed away in about 1870. He was one of the original Chayvei Beit Zion, one of the original who tried to gather Klal Yisrael together to go up to Eretz Yisrael in Mass. And he wanted very much to put up a Mizbeach and bring Karbanis, which is Mutter, without a Beis HaMikdash, Makriv and Afal Pishein Bayis. He, in a letter to the Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, to the Aruch Lener, which is printed in the Aruch Lener's Tshuva Sefer, Binyan Si and Simen Aleph, a beautiful letter, where Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's letter is quoted, and then Rav Yaakov Ettlinger's response. They talk about whether we could be makriv karbanis bezman hazeh, but the point I want to bring to you is the following. Rav Tzvi Hirsch says, we know the pasuk in Yeshaya, which is known to all of us, the beautiful pasuk we say in Slichas, v'aviyaisim al harkachi v'simachtim v'es tefilasi, etc. He says it's a four-step process for Mashiach to come. First, v'aviyaisim al harkachi. First, Klal Yisrael has to be brought to Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach comes. V'aviyaisim al harkachi, got to come back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Mind you, he's writing this in the 1860s, when there were 10 to 15,000 Jews in the whole of Eretz Yisrael. The first step is Aviyasim Arkachi. Second step is Simachtim Beveis Tfilasi. When Jews come to Eretz Yisrael, they'll set up Mekaymeis HaKadoshim, holy places to daven. He was thinking about the Kaisel, Kever Rachel, Marasa Machpela. Third step, Oibusem Zebcheim L'Rotzim Al Bizbechi. They'll bring karbanis on the mizbeach, because makriven afal pishein bayis. Then finally, the last step is the building of the Beis Hamikdash, the Beisi Beis Tefila Yikarei L'Chalo Amin. He darshens this pasuk with a vision, and he says that's what happened by Ezra. That's what happened in Sefer Ezra. You're not learning Sefer Ezra. We're learning it every Matzah Shabbos, learning Sefer Ezra. This Matzah Shabbos was starting Perek Gimel. And guess what? We're up to the building of the Mizbeach before the Beis HaMikdash, 18 years before the Beis HaMikdash was built. The Mizbeach was built and Karbanos were bought. He says this is the progression. When Mashiach is coming, you got to be prepared. Got to get ready. Yaakov Avinu told them Mashiach will come in the year. I don't know what year he said. I assume it was Tavshin Pei something. He said he's going to come. Be ready. Go up to Eretz Yisrael first. Daven in the Mekaymeis HaKadoshim. Get ready to bring Karbanos in Yitzhashem. V'korav Mamish. And we'll see the complete Geula. What a beautiful way of darshaning a pasuk. It's a pasuk that has meaning to every Yid. And when you see it as the four steps of Geula, wow, it has even more meaning. Ah, me mekuyim v'meher v'yameinu. In the meantime, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazak. We don't just say it in shul. We mean it. There's a message to everyone. We're announcing it. When you hear the whole shul say, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazak, they're talking to you. They're telling you, strengthen yourself. Improve. Improve your night seder. Improve your day seder. Improve your being mavis sedra. And of course, improve your attendance at Mishmar. Hope to see you all this evening. Good and Shabbos to one and all.